Sam, well, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will
get rid of them.
Mm-hmm. And say someone's always catches on to a joke, always sees the funny side and things, you say he's got a good sense of
humor.
And if I ask you how long you've lived in this parish, you'd say, well, I've lived here. I
was born here.
Uh-huh. And
mm-hmm.
I've always
lived here.
And someone else might say, well, I lived here ever, what, I got married, ever.
Since.
And something that a child plays with, you'd call a
toy.
Any other names for toy?
Not if I know of.
What about the play pretty?
Playthings. Playthings. Play pretties. Playthings or play pretties, I've heard that a lot.
How's that different from a toy?
Well, it doesn't differ, because toys is what you play with. But that's just the way that some people just make that expression, I guess, with the playthings. With toys or things and playthings. I don't think it makes them different.
Say if a child left a pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there, you'd say, I bet somebody
took it.
And you'd say, it was so cold last night that the pipes
froze.
And did what?
Burst.
And you say, if it gets much colder, the pipes might
burst.
Because the water might
freeze.
And you say, he was going to wrap it, but when he got out there, the pipes had already
burst.
Because the water had
frozen.
And if it's cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you'd say, last night we had a
We had a freeze, frost.
What's
and
the
frost.
Difference between a frost and a freeze?
Well, a frost is frozen dew.
Mm-hmm.
And a freeze is just, it can just freeze. It gets cold enough, it can just freeze the ground.
It's a whole lot colder.
Yeah, it's a whole lot colder. It's 43 for a frost.
Mm-hmm.
And 32 is a freeze.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What if there's just a thin coat of ice on the lake? You say, last night the lake
frozen over?
Or if it's just real thin, you say, did you ever say skimmed over? Just
a little scale of ice.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about how tall rooms are, you say this room's about...
Well, you're talking about a tall room?
Yeah, this room's about what?
This is 8.
8?
But it's some 10. It's some of the tall ones, and tall ceilings are 10 feet. Mm-hmm.
And if a child learns something new, like learned to whistle, and you want to know where he learned it, you'd say, who?
Taught you to whistle.
And if you wanted to brighten up your room for a party, you'd go out to the yard and
get some flowers.
Okay, you'd go out and pluck some flowers.
Pick some flowers.
The
surgery or something, make vines and all.
Say a child that's always running and telling on the other children, you'd call him a...
Tattletale.
And you'd say, I have just put him a letter.
Mail.
Or I
just... Written him a letter.
Okay. You'd say, yesterday he... What, me a letter?
Mm-hmm, wrote.
And tomorrow I'll...
Right.
You say, I wrote him and it's time I was getting a...
answer.
And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you...
address it.
Any old-fashioned way of saying that?
Back in the letter.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty old-fashioned?
Yeah, that's pretty old-fashioned. Back your letter.
I was going to write him, but I didn't know his
address.
And